Hey, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Red Chair Dialogues. Did I get it right this time?
Yeah.
Good.
It's Friday.
it's Adam and Tony today. Nick apparently is working and has more stuff to do. So I don't know. What? You're allowed in? Megan's here too, although she's going to... I was getting there. Jeez. Megan's here, and my son's here, but he's not at the table, so but you might hear a young voice pop up every once in a while, so I'll have to deal with that. But lots of stuff going on. We had Marvel and Now was announced. I went and saw Spider-Man, so I can talk about that, but I don't think anybody else saw it, so I'll give away all the spoilers. I'll tell you what happens. Spider-Man's in it.
Spider-Man's in it?
He's in it.
There's
a guy dressed up in a lizard costume, too.
What?
Yep.
Oh, it's a costume. It's not CG.
No, it's CG.
Can you imagine that?
That would be pretty weak.
But. So, and I'm playing with my, doing my favorite activity, bagging and boarding. So, what do you want to talk about, Adam? I actually read some books this week, too.
Did you read Before Watchmen?
I did. I liked it a lot.
I thought that was a good issue.
Yeah, I thought the art was very cool.
Was
it was completely away from the grid, but yeah. I really enjoyed it.
It fit the character, and it fit the environment, where he was going and stuff like that. So
yeah, no, I liked that a whole lot.
Is that who was doing Wolverine? The Wolverine covers?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and he did all the Dark Tower stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was confused because Len Wein wrote it.
Yeah.
And he created Wolverine.
Oh.
That's why when you said that, I'm like, where are you going with that?
No, but it was a really good issue. I thought it cleared up a little bit of his backstory a little bit, I thought was kind of neat, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's the coolest thing about all of these books is we're getting a little bit of a backstory of characters, which we never really had because we never really needed them.
Right, and I can't honestly remember what happened in his text piece. It's hard enough to remember the details of the book as well as all the text pieces.
I can remember a few things about him, but nothing too big.
Yeah, he wasn't one of the most popular guys, you know, in the book, so glossed over.
I think, you know, if you... I'm pretty sure we can spoil Watchmen.
Yeah. I think you're safe on that one.
Him becoming, in a way, the bad guy.
What?
Know? Yeah.
When did that happen?
At the end. At the end of the book.
I never finished it.
Oh. So, yeah, I told you. I said it. No, but I guess they couldn't really go into too much about him, though, because they wanted to keep him kind of in the background a little bit until finally this was his big point.
It would be a big surprise, yeah.
So, no, but I think it was a really good story. It's not my favorite of the bunch. I think so far my favorite of the books has been Comedian.
Okay.
I thought Comedian was the better of the bunch of them.
Fair enough. We're not getting those, Tony?
No, I'm not. That's why I haven't said anything.
I was trying not to exclude you, but now we'll exclude you. just in that box right there. Just dump. I need the lid back.
We're not getting Rorschach for a while, right?
Right. Well, Rorschach, I think, is only a four-parter, so I think most of the ones that have come out have been six.
They're kind
of
hiding that one for a little bit.
Yeah, it's coming. I think.
Because it seemed like
we still have three series that haven't even started yet. So.
Well, like, the next week is Minutemen again. Minutemen Part 2.
Right.
So, I'd like to see what they're going to do with that, because I was kind of wondering what they were going to, you know, with this first one. It was kind of about Night Owl, but it's... Everything has to sooner or later jump into every one of these Minutemen characters.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to see more about them, not so much Night Owl. So.
Oh, okay.
Continue?
Yes.
Okay. but yeah, that was one. Any Marvel books come out?
I haven't read any of the Marvels yet.
You haven't read any Marvel?
Yeah. No, not yet.
One book that I read this week that was really good was Animal Man. I thought Animal Man really, it was kind of the conclusion, kind of. I mean, it's not totally, it's
okay, sure.
Next week, the next issue is the crossover kind of with Swamp Thing.
Right.
That he's finally going to meet up, I guess, with Swamp Thing, because they titled it at the end, Next Swamp Thing. At the end of this, basically this story has him fighting the, whatever the rot is that has taken over his body.
Right.
He goes after him because he's kidnapped his son, Cliff. And they fight. You know, he pretty well takes out the rod. And at the end of the story, Cliff kind of passes out. He doesn't feel very good. And at the end, he says that Arcane is coming. And Arcane is the big Swamp Thing bad guy. So, who we've actually seen already in Swamp Thing. So, all in all, though, that is, you know, just been a great story. So separate from the rest of the DC universe. But a lot of the New 52 is staying out of the rest of everything else, pretty much. From time to time, you get stuff to do cross over. Like right now, Green Lantern is crossing over kind of with Blue Beetle because they're... not Green Lantern. New Guardians is crossing over with Blue Beetle a little bit with the Reach. So there's little crossovers here and there, but nothing too, like, extravagant. So I'm kind of happy with that. I kind of like that. And it's some of the crossovers that they have are just characters crossing the books, not necessarily books crossing over. So you have to read, you know, this book to read that book. You know, the only thing that was really doing that a lot was Teen Titans, and I actually canceled Teen Titans because of that, because I was just like, I'm not going to read all these books.
Too many different books to keep up, yeah.
I don't,
with the Calling.
You know, I was already, with the Calling, and I was already reading Superboy and that, and I was just getting bored with the story, and then it crossed over with Legion Lost, and I was like, I'm done. You know, so I said, that's the end of that for me. So, that story I totally just stayed out. Now you have Ravagers, which I'm sure is going to cross over somewhere with that. So,
I doubt about that. But you know what? I do read Teen Titans, and I did keep up with the Calling. I found it interesting.
Yeah.
The Ravagers, you know what? I do see where you're going to go with that. They're going to cross over with Teen Titans, but I did find it interesting.
Okay.
Of course, I've always been a Ian Churchill fan, so.
Oh, okay.
Art-wise, I'm there for that. So
yeah.
We'll see where it goes from there. Also, with Teen Titans, I'm a Brett Booth fan, so...
Yeah. I wish and this isn't really a problem with Teen Titans, but I wish Tim Drake would come back a little bit into the Batman universe.
Yes.
And I think we lost him a little bit with Damian coming into the picture.
Yeah.
I was hoping to see some more with Batman and Robin, because it seems like, the way I see it, I think Tim Drake should be incredibly irritated with Bruce Wayne, because he adopted Tim, and then he figures out he has a son, and then he's like, okay, goodbye, Tim. You know, he just doesn't, so something I feel like is going to happen in that relationship, because it just seems really odd.
Oh, that's they'll do something with it. Batman and Robin.
What?
Okay.
But...
I know, I just killed everything. I'm sorry.
Jeez.
That's what I get for leaving the table.
Podcast canceled. All right.
All right, start it over.
Nobody's listening now after all that. Jeez.
Yeah.
So what have you read lately that you like, Tony?
Just, you know what?
What have you read lately? Maybe even something you didn't like.
Yeah.
Crossed.
Yeah.
I think Megan can check in on Crossed.
Yeah.
I love it.
She loves her sick, twisted zombie slasher. What do you call it? Post-apocalyptic slasher porn or something?
Gore porn.
Gore porn. There you go.
Yeah.
Megan's all about the gore porn. Yeah.
Well, no. Oh, God.
Oh, no. She's blushing now.
No, it's just, I don't know. It's just different. Just kind of want to tune out. It's, like I told you, it's good to read in between stuff. It doesn't take any, you know, mental capacity to read it. So, you know, just look at some gross stuff for a little bit. Be happy.
Was this any good, Colin? This Doom War?
No.
No?
No, it was not.
Pretty bad?
I did read that, and it sucked.
I remember it coming out, but I...
I do so love this, though, because the poor people sitting at home.
Yeah.
Or sitting.
That's why I mentioned it, Doom War.
Yeah, Doom War. No. This is as random a set of books as I've seen. I saw a couple in here, and I'm like, oh, I probably don't have those in the boxes, but...
This is all filler.
There's a lot of filler here, but no, some of these are good to have. You know, Frankencastle. Who doesn't need more Frankencastle? You know, First Wave. That's old.
That's Marvel's creativity at its best. There, Frankencastle.
We'll talk. I need more bags.
Uh oh. What was the Batman that came out? Tony Daniels is leaving, but we've already known that. But he's going to be leaving Detective Comics, and he's being replaced by... Who is it that is replacing Tony Daniels in Detective Comics? I don't remember.
It was somebody that made me happy.
Yeah, no, I don't remember. I'm ready for Tony Daniels' run to end on Detective Comics.
Yeah.
Especially being DC's flagship comic.
Right.
You need somebody. He's not working.
I didn't think he was working before they did the relaunch.
In Batman, you mean?
Yeah.
It was kind of funny. They kind of switched him and Scott Snyder in New 52,
right.
Which was really weird. Because Detective Comics wasn't that bad. That's, you know, with that, what was that story line called? The Black Mirror.
Yeah.
And he was, that book was doing really well, but Batman was just like, I was reading it, I was like, wow, Batman is just not that interesting when Tony Daniels was on it. And then they switch him, it's just like, oh, now Detective Comics. So I'm just not interested in his.
Well, no, who was the writer? Did we figure it out? Because I remember it was Jay Fabok is the artist, and he's the guy who's been helping Tony.
David Finch.
Yeah, so that one. Yeah, look it up on your iPad there.
I'm doing that.
Come on, man.
I'm on it. Yeah,
did I grab bags?
Yeah, Fabok did the Batman Annual.
Right, and he's been working with, he's a Finch, I don't want to say clone,
protégé.
But, yeah, protégé, there you go. Oh, that's a fancy word. Look at you, Tony.
Tony,
his fancy words.
I read that somewhere.
It is...
Oh, I wonder
John
if Matt ever read this.
Of Chew.
Sparta USA was David Laffin.
But it's John Laffin.
Oh, that's right. The guy who does Chew.
Yeah.
Oh, cute.
So that's cool.
The cover's
there. All of a sudden, Megan's interest is peaked.
Yeah.
Megan looks chewed.
I think this, this is, I guess it's the cover of his first. My iPad just shut off. With the penguin on the front of it. So it's kind of neat. Who is the artist?
Jay Fabok.
Oh, okay.
Or Fabok. I don't know. I'm guessing Fabok.
Yeah, I don't know how you pronounce it either.
I feel bad if I'm mispronouncing his name.
Yeah, because he'll never be a friend of the podcast.
Exactly. We need as many friends as we can get.
Actually, he needs to call in and tell us how to pronounce his last name.
They never do.
No.
They just tweet bad things about him.
That Snead-Air guy, you know. That was a bad book. This is a really weird set of books.
Siege.
Dark Avengers Siege.
Ooh.
Hey, speaking of Dark Avengers, I hear they're renumbering all the Avengers books. Yay. Sorry.
Yeah, talk a little bit about that.
To be fair, I haven't read enough to know, and I don't think they've said enough for me to truly know exactly, but it basically, with this new Marvel Now, it looks like, from what they've said, is that they are going to... I think they said they're relaunching 22 books with new number ones. And I think it was, that's all you need to know about Doom War.
Wow.
It's a cover of Deadpool hiding behind the Doom mask.
That's bad.
That's pretty much all you need to know about Doom War.
Once I saw that, I lost all interest.
Sorry about that.
Before you even said anything.
But I guess there's going to... The fallout from...
no, I'm messing
you
up.
Can pull it. Yeah, they're not in any order. The fallout from AVX is going to lead to a lot of changes or something. But in like one of the titles was Uncanny Avengers, which, just doesn't make any sense just on its own. I mean, I can't really vouch for the book being good or bad, but just it's just
it's
an odd.
I wonder if it's going to be another book led by Wolverine.
He is on the team.
They're
the good thing about that one is it's John Cassidy. My problem with the whole thing is just they seem to be they're playing up the fact that it's new creators on different books, and my attitude is kind of that's really not a big deal. I don't think the creators have the cachet that they think they do.
Yeah.
Hickman's very good, yes. Well, he kind of bombed on the new Ultimates book.
Right.
Fantastic Four and FF, people have really gone back and forth on. I've heard good and bad, but I know sales-wise, people aren't, clamoring for them. So I don't know if he's so much a name anymore. Bendis's name doesn't sell books.
Not anymore.
I mean, Avengers is selling because it's Avengers, and you put him on think it's all new X-Men. They're saying is going to be the
I mean, it used to
flag
now,
the key title.
Not anymore.
Yeah,
it's,
I think
people want something new.
Yeah. So I mean, I'm happy to see new people writing Avengers, and maybe he'll give a fresh take to X-Men. I hope they just give him one book. Just, you know, let him do whatever he wants with one book, because I don't think him doing, what was it, New and Avengers has really worked.
Avengers Assemble.
He doesn't... Oh, Avengers Assemble, yeah. Yeah, I thought you meant... I heard Academy when you said that.
My biggest question is, what are they canceling? That's what I need to know.
Right.
Because I want to know...
Or are these going to be 22 new books?
Yeah.
Or is it just going to be, they're canceling Uncanny and coming out with a new Uncanny?
Yeah.
Or Uncanny is going to become all new X-Men.
The thing is, I'm not adding any more Avengers books. I'm not going to do
right.
it. If they're going to keep the main books. Now, I guess Avengers is going to go back to number one.
I did,
so that one is
right. I did see something about there's going to be a new Captain America number one, which just strikes me as completely insane. I don't even think the new one, it's not a year old.
Yeah.
Or it is a year old. Now, Thor was last year's Free Comic Book Day movie,
right.
So Cap was in July. So it's that book is a year old, and they're already relaunching it.
One thing...
That tells me it didn't work.
Yeah. One thing somebody brought up to me, they called me out on, was...
Hater? Me, I'm sorry.
Well, no, kind of. They were saying that
don't
I was all
know,
for...
Number one, and it sells big? No
but
matter what it is?
For only so
it'll
long,
sell
though.
Better than number 15, yes, but I think they're going to start seeing bigger drops, though. And I noticed that when they relaunched Uncanny, that, yes, number one sold very well, but number two and on is below where it used to sell.
Yeah,
that was backwards.
And what?
Oh, they're all backwards.
I put the tape on the back of the book,
what?
Not
that's
on the front.
Ridiculous. Oh, I know. That's how everybody does it.
Oh, wow.
One thing, though, that I was called out on was being all for the DC New 52,
mm-hmm.
but not for that.
Right, and I'm sure I will be raked over the coals for that, especially as I'm planning on doing, like I was just talking with Russ, who was here, about doing a package deal for all the Zero issues. Yet, why am I not as excited about the new DC, or the new Marvel number ones? And, I mean, I don't think it's a case of them not going all in like DC did. They seem to just keep moving. It's a relaunch, but they...
Which is something they've done.
A lot of.
Already, and it's, a couple years ago they did this.
Yeah.
It's not a new thing. It's not a something that's going to, you know... I don't think it's going to totally up sales because they did something so drastic. They're
I think it's
going to
be
drastic.
A brief bump, where I think DC has kind of proven that it's been, 11 months now, and overall, their sales are much higher than they used to be.
Yeah.
I think... It was just came out in the sales charts that they beat Marvel in issues sold.
And I know you're
not dollars. Yeah, but not they didn't beat them in dollars only because
that's because
Marvel
DC
books are $3.99.
Yeah, DC most of their books are $2.99, and then you got Marvel, which really sucks because they're going to be taking the cover quality down to a regular interior page.
Yeah,
and they're still going to be charging the same price. Now, to me. That just doesn't make sense.
No.
You know, as me being a buyer, I don't want to pay the same amount for something cheap.
Yeah. And I had that issue with, what was it, Daredevil, the point issue. Didn't they do that with the point issues? They brought the cover quality down?
I think all the Daredevils they did that with, actually. I don't want to say they brought the cover quality down, but they've, all the $2.99 books have the lower quality cover. I guess that's really the only real way to put it.
One day I just sat down the book and it folded the cover because it was so.
Yeah, and the problem, like right now with the humidity, those books are going to be curling on the shelves, which is no good.
Right.
I mean, I'm not a big fan. I mean, it's kind of weird. It does me better to sell a $4 book than a $3 book because I make more money. But. I do see how it hurts you guys, and that the big thing I notice, like somebody brings up one $3.99 book, hands me a $5, and I give them back change, just coins, and that it struck a chord the other day. I'm like, wow, so essentially that's $5 because the change is kind of irrelevant, and it's like, is that book really worth $5? And most of the time, at least in my head, the answer is no. especially if I've read it and I didn't like it. But, oh yeah, okay, now I know where these books came from. Sorry. Hang on, I'm going to show you a piece of gold here, Tony.
Uh-oh.
Everyone at home can see it too. Oh, wait.
No, they can't. I'm sorry.
Teasing them.
Sorry, it was Image United. There we go.
Oh, sweet.
One and two in the same bag. My. Oh, I love when people put two books in one bag. Oh, no. Okay, I have more work to do on this box.
What?
No, I don't, because it drives me crazy. No, actually, now
they're all like that.
Yeah, I know. Thank you. That's my favorite, because now I have to unbag and rebag each one.
Sorry.
You didn't do it.
This was you did.
I know who brought me these. This was that Josh kid, you know. Sorry, totally distracted. But yeah, just Marvel needs to step it up. And I was talking to somebody, he was here the other day, and it was kind of funny because he asked me to name three Marvel books that I enjoy, and I couldn't.
Yeah.
You can come up with one?
Yes. But here's the funny thing. Like I said, I named two that I do enjoy, but I'm honestly at least three issues behind because of the double shipping.
What are those two?
Daredevil and X-Factor. Ah. But I honestly am probably three issues behind on each one.
I'll still say Spider-Man. As long as Dan Slott doesn't do events.
We were talking about that.
And
the point I made with him in that was, it seems they always go on too long. Like, I was interested for a while, and then when it hit issue, like, five, and it was still going on,
yeah.
I just kind of lost, my interest waned.
Yeah.
And I didn't. Okay. Sorry. I tweeted and posted a picture today of saying, I said, don't use masking tape to tape your bags.
Yeah.
So now my second comment on this is, don't use packing tape to tape your bags either. So.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's the sound.
That's not cool. Okay. Well, it came off easier than I thought it would. But don't use packing tape. Go get the little
invisible
roll of scotch tape. And
magic tape.
You'll be happier in the long run.
Yes.
But yeah, so I do need to read. I want to read everybody's comments. And when I mean everybody's comments, the Marvel guys' comments. I'm not going to read every comment on every message board because I'll then want to hang myself. But I hope they do Marvel Now good. My fear is that it's just going to be an answer to DC. And they keep pointing out that it's not a reboot.
Yeah.
But part of me thinks maybe that is what they needed, though.
Yeah.
They do need a reboot.
And it almost would have been a natural thing to do after AVX. Now, you wouldn't have had to do all the books. You could have just had to do the characters that are affected
right at
the end of AVX. You know, the Phoenix comes, some big cataclysmic event comes that dramatically alters the X-Men and the Avengers. You know, I was reading something where, you know, they don't want anything to happen to Daredevil. Well, Daredevil really doesn't tie in with the rest of the Marvel Universe. Punisher really doesn't tie in. You could leave
them
alone. I mean, I can understand them not wanting to do that, too, but they need something to freshen it up. Because the other problem I have is you have people coming in now going, oh, you know, I saw the Avengers movie. What book can I get? Well, trying to get them on any of the Avengers books other than Avengers Assemble
would
be really hard. I just finished up Avengers, New Avengers, and Secret Avengers. And I'm still trying to figure out what the point of those stories
even
was.
I'd be very disinterested if I came in here as a new customer and after seeing the movie and I walk in, I'm like, give me an Avengers book. You give me Avengers, you know, the regular Avengers book. I would be so disinterested in that book while reading it.
Well, even the regular, the main one, the last story arc was the Guardian kid.
Yeah.
And it's like, what? Okay, yeah, maybe he's technically an Avenger, but I want my Avengers. I want my...
Oh, Protector?
Yeah, Protector, sorry. You know, I want, you know, my big guys, not a book with was it War Machine and Captain Britain, or was that Secret? I can't. Those two books really crossed over. I got very confused reading them.
Yeah, it was very difficult. And they, frankly, it was difficult for them because they kind of screwed up in their own writing.
They didn't make sense.
He was abandoned there in one of the books, and then they're taking him with them in the other book.
So
the continuity, you know, was. One of my issues with continuity is, If it goes like 10 years back, I don't care. Who cares? But if it's like an issue away, you screwed up. That's a screw up. That's not continuity. That's a screw up. You know, the editor, somebody should have caught that. But yeah, no, that's how those books are.
He's here for the bust.
I don't know. I want to know what's going to happen with Secret of Mysteries, because really, number one issue, I liked it. I liked what they were doing with Secret of Mysteries.
That was their last relaunch.
Right.
Well, and I saw that they're getting back to that somewhere where it's the guy with the snake head.
Father, I think is what they were. Is that?
Or yeah, Max Fury is coming back into it and stuff, and which is good, because I really did enjoy that. I enjoyed it after. I enjoyed the Shang-Chi stuff, and then it went off the rails with Fear itself, and then you had the Ellis issues that people really liked. I read one and just couldn't figure out what was going on.
Everything started jumping all over the place.
Yeah. And that seems to be a problem with the events, when you have event after event after event. Yes, sir. Yeah. You going to read your book? Okay. Hi. Hey. Where's the other one?
Apparently he was here on Wednesday.
Without you.
What a jerk,
right? Sorry.
It's all right.
Sorry about that. Store stuff getting in the way.
What?
So yeah, I just wanted to get back on track.
the store?
Like, even like, I haven't read it yet, but I know Matt made a comment about that one Uncanny X-Men really having nothing to do with AVX, even though it was labeled an AVX book. It was a Mr. Sinister book and stuff. It's like, well, that's great. You know, get back to that. Tell me a Mr. Sinister story.
Yeah.
You can keep it, bud. Okay. You know, tell me a Mr. Sinister story. Tell me, you know, do it. Don't, oh, we have to do it in between these other issues. Well, it's this 8-issue story, but we only have 4 issues, so we're going to come back to this someday. That's no good either, so.
Well, that's the thing.
You know, the one thing I did read somewhere, somebody said, you know, let the writers write. And I think, for the most part, I think that's what's happened with DC. Although, I do understand, you know, there's editorial interference and things like that, and some stories haven't gone quite how maybe the writers would have wanted, and some have left books and all that stuff. They have great characters. They have all this great stuff. Just tell stories. You don't need an event. You don't need event after event. And I think they've even named it Marvel Now Revolution or something. So
I think they need to just quit with the events and the crossovers and all that.
We're about ready to get another one now with this, whatever is happening with this. This is War.
Yeah, well, that's the...
We don't even know. Is that Ultron War?
No, that's Punisher War.
Oh, wow.
Is Punisher even a relevant character?
Well, and that was a point I made.
I hate it when they bring Punisher into the Night Marvel universe. He does a fine standalone.
Yeah, that was a point I made online was... somebody's like, oh, this looks good. And I said, here's my problem. In the May sales charts, Punisher was ranked, I think, 112th and sold, I think, 23,000 copies. The Space Punisher starts next week. And then Punisher thing, I mean, is this a character that can support not only his own series, but two minis at the same time? And my answer is no. Is Space Punisher going to outsell Punisher?
No.
No, so you're looking at something under 20,000 sales. Going into it, why would you do that?
What exactly is the plot to Space Punisher?
I think their actual solicit was basically, Space Punisher, do you need more?
Yeah, I do. I just asked.
Right, so, yeah.
Okay, here's a point that me and Megan was talking about before. You know what?
You're not allowed to talk to Megan. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Anyway, back to the point. Marvel has such a lack of new or interesting ideas. They keep giving their top-selling characters, even low-selling characters, 3, 4, 5 monthly titles of their own.
Yeah.
I mean, how many Avengers books do we need? How many Thor books? How many Spider-Man books? How many X-Men
books? Yeah, Thor's getting relaunched with a new number one.
Again?
Yeah, Iron Man.
How about Journey into Mystery?
I don't know if that one will survive, actually.
This is actually just getting ridiculous. How many Wolverine books a month do you need?
Well, and that's
how many books of any character do you need?
That's
tell
it.
A good story.
How do they keep track of
book?
This at Marvel?
They don't. I mean, because I remember at that point, you guys were saying, "Oh, that's the storyline was good." Well, he's in hell. Oh no, he's on this team. No, he's on this team.
Yeah,
he's in space in this book. You know, it's Oh, well, it's different books. They don't have to match up. I'm like, but at some point they do.
Then they're blowing continuity of where your character is at that time. And are you going to tell me you're writing a story in one Wolverine book for this month, but it took place 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 2 months ago? Yeah. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
It doesn't matter. And I'm like, but that's kind of the whole point. They're saying that, you know, the continuity aspect of it. What happens in this book affects what happens in this book. That's what people like.
Exactly.
And then when they start disregarding it, and I did read, I don't know if it was on Twitter, I think it was on Twitter, some guy saying, you know, we don't just throw away our history like DC did. If we don't like something or you don't like it, we just forget about it and ignore it. But it never didn't happen. And I'm kind of like,
how is that better?
Right, I'm like, how is that better? Yeah. But also then I think back, you know, I think literally at that time, or I was thinking about it, and the back of one of the books I was working on was the Spider-Man marriage. I'm like, oh, really? You never change anything. Okay, I disagree. Yeah. And you do it poorly at that, so.
Very poorly. Very poorly.
But yeah, I agree with you. How is that better? I don't see how that's any
You agree
better.
With Megan?
I agree with Megan.
She's not allowed to do that. You're
her
boss.
Hold on to this moment forever.
You're supposed to disagree with her.
You're wrong, Megan. You're
it's
wrong.
Like that one day I agreed with Matt on something.
Yeah, everybody well, we did
like,
have
oh
fireworks
God.
For that.
I don't remember what it was
but
about.
But yeah, I mean, I trust me, nobody wants Marvel to do better than me. And I realize people,
I want it to,
people don't
I
believe
love
that, but I, trust books. Me, I want to sell more Marvel books than I ever have.
Then Marvel needs to come out with a better
plan.
Yes,
it's just not working.
And it's like they do plan because you hear about these Marvel summits and everything. I just seriously wonder if anything productive happens.
No, it just sounds
other
like
than them
party.
Just throwing around, hey, what if I do this? Oh, that sounds great. Da, 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 da. But without any real planning involved
right.
in it. Okay, you do this in your book, I'll do this. We'll,
right.
In 6 months, people won't see it coming, but they'll sync up and this and this and this. But, you know, I saw again they're planning. One of the Hickman, I think, is doing two Avengers books. Again, why? But one of them's going to be bi-month or bi-weekly. And I'm like, no, we don't need bi-weekly. And I understand their point on that only in the sense, hey, if, you know, let's take our best-selling books, and if we ship twice,
right.
we'll make twice as much money off our best-selling books. And, I mean, I can understand that to a point, but I also understand that people realize, and it's even happened with me. I get behind. All of a sudden, you know, let's say I'm 6 weeks behind. Well, all of a sudden, I'm three issues behind.
Right.
I don't get caught up. I don't even want to get caught up at that point. I just go, well, I'll wait till the next, you know, big storyline to start.
Right.
I have a huge stack at home right now to read. So.
I think everybody has a huge stack at home to read anymore.
Because it's just coming out so fast, but I think the quality's not there. There's so few books that I'm eager to read when they come out. I mean, there are the books Matt just texted me, that's what the dinging was he just read the new issue of The Boys, and he said some words I can't repeat, and I agree, because that book just, it's going to finish with a bang.
Yeah,
so that's one, you know, I'm eager to read. Not much else on the Batman books, but like even Animal Man, my interest, I don't want to say it's waned. But my concern with Animal Man is that it's been kind of the same story now for 11 months, and nothing's really progressed.
Well, I guess this issue that just came out is the conclusion of the...
Is it? Okay, good.
That now
good.
It's going into the Swamp Thing.
Okay, good. Because my concern with that one is it had gotten to be...
I understand what you're
know,
saying.
They're running from the rot. They're running from the guys, and they've been running from the same guys since issue one.
Right.
And it doesn't seem to be getting anywhere.
You know what? That's why I gave up on Animal Man, because it didn't seem like it was going anywhere.
Well, this issue kind of shows you that they had to recreate his body because he was kind of taken he was killed, basically.
Right.
The rot took over his body, and then he stuck in the red.
Right.
Okay. In this, they recreated him a body, and now his powers, which used to be just him summoning, like, the powers of animals,
right.
he kind of just transforms into him as well. So he has this really, like, if he needs wings of this and that, you know, he can construct the whole body and morph into this animal where he creates.
Okay.
Like, let's say he wants wings and, you know, but he's staying human form. He has the wings, he has the beak, you know, he just transforms his actual body into different animals. And he can do multiple animals all at once. I think that's why they were trying to do those issues, which was to get to that point so they could explain that he's getting this new ability, he's able to do this now.
But it was so slow.
It is very slow. It was. It did take, especially it took a lot longer than Scott Snyder's run on Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
Thank you. She is one of the ways.
Which is already into the Arcane story, so it did take a little while longer to get to that. So, yeah, but no, it's I've liked them both, but I'm reading the one. I think I like Swamp Thing better than Animal Man, but sometimes it changes. Like one issue I'll read, I'll be like, that was
no,
good.
No, I didn't mean that. I forgot you were
doing it. I know you want my money, but...
Yeah, my
we don't have this card anymore.
Picks this week though, that I chose were, one was that Ozymandias movie, or issue. The other one was, I think, there was some really good...
Signed by the two writers.
That was one of them. Animal Man was just a good issue, and I liked it all together. I even liked that Amazing Spider-Man this week was good.
Did you?
Yeah, I liked it. My thing with Dan Slott is he writes small issues, small things better than large, drawn-out things. And I kind of like what they're doing with The Lizard, where he is... it's all in his head. It's almost like Kirk Connors is dead, and the Lizard has fully taken over, even though he is Kirk Connors now. I kind of like that. I liked what they're doing with the Lizard and how he's going after Michael Morbius. And I'm wondering if this no turning back... Spider-Man might, and I don't know if he is, but I feel like he's going to accidentally kill somebody.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I
can't see it. It's a big drastic change, but it might just... I guess it depends on how they handle it. If it's accidental, if he just kind of loses control, he can't, you know... But the Lizard recently is what really turned him around to this nobody dies thing. Because he... The Lizard is who he...
sorry, schmoozing the customers.
He killed Billy.
That's what I do.
The Lizard killed the son, Billy Connors. He, then everybody's just been dying recently. The Lizard has been one of the big characters. I don't know if there's any way around what happens with Kirk Connors. So I think they might take Peter Parker to a point where he kind of loses it.
Actually kill somebody,
I'm not
sure... Wait, nobody dies.
Yeah, but I'm not sure why else would they call this no turning back. Because he'd have to know he can't turn back.
Well, and Slott has been saying, you know, he's had this plan for a while. He's wanted to do this, and finally they're letting him do it.
And he probably has, even though it conveniently timed out with the movie. He's been doing this Lizard story since Big Time started. So he's just been... This is one of the most reoccurring stories I think that Dan Slott has done in Spider-Man. So,
I like that show. Sorry.
But it's...
obscure, I know. I'm sorry.
It's... no, I've liked those two issues. I really have.
The Lizard ones?
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're in the pile. I have a big pile. It's a tragically
big
pile.
You own a store.
Now, I did read... just so people will know that I am reading books. I read Earth 3. I liked it. A little wordy.
Earth 2.
Number 3. There we go. Hey, I was close.
Red Chair Diaries.
But I did not say that. I thought it was good. I liked it. What else did I read? Oh, I read World's Finest 2 and 3. Those were good, but they've slowed down a lot. So much happened in number 1, and then not as much as happened in 2 and 3. But I can't say I don't like it. I've been enjoying it a good bit, and it looks like it's kind of tying into the Mr. Terrific thing, only in the sense that, jeez, what kind of tape is that? Yeah.
That
should
why,
not do that to the bag.
Well, that's why you don't use clear Scotch tape.
Yeah.
Because clear Scotch tape is like using smaller pieces of packing.
See, we're giving your collecting habits, you know, you're giving you pointers today. it's funny, because I was home yesterday.
Tape to use.
How do I say this nicely? Waiting for Sandy to leave. But I just didn't want to, since she was going to be gone all weekend, I didn't want to just go running around. So we were watching some cooking show that was on TV, but it was with one of the contestants from Top Chef that we like. And one of it, and then it turned into Clayton's Crafty Corner or something, and it was just very scary. So that's where my head kind of went, okay, and our tip today is, if you're going to use, the green magic tape. You can buy it in bulk at Sam's Club, green, like I
whatever, do. Whatever brand it is, even if it's not scotch, it's always it's green.
Don't use the red. Don't use the packing.
Red is bad.
Don't use the masking.
Don't use electrical tape.
To even go back further,
tape,
I know
I
did have a collection that was done in electrical tape and duct tape. So don't use those either.
Police tape.
The green stuff. No, not police tape.
Army green's good. If you never
duct
want
tape,
to get it out
don't
again.
Don't use duct tape.
But, I'm sorry. Oh, I was just talking about what I'd read.
Earth 2, yeah, Earth 2 is
I like,
good.
Yeah.
I like how they're turning the Green Lantern kind of into a Superman.
They are. Well, they're not even a super. Well, a Superman and also like a Swamp Thing almost. The Green Avatar.
Yeah.
Which I thought was neat. Yeah. And when, so when all of a sudden the bad guy was revealed to be Solomon Grundy, I'm like, that's perfect, only because that was always his big bad.
And he's kind of the Rot, if you think about it.
Absolutely he is. So I thought that was actually very well done. Now, Matt made a point... that, you know, he's reading this story in two other books, you know, the Green versus the Rot, you know, why do I want to read it yet again?
It's a parallel world.
Right, but I understand what he's saying, but I think there's going to be more to it, especially with the dark side stuff.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think this might just be a small
story. Because I think there's something bigger coming.
I don't think Grundy's the big
bad
here.
I don't either. Although he might be, you know, with the Rot and the Green, but... I did kind of like that, but I don't understand why they made Alan Scott gay for his partner to die immediately.
Yeah.
You know, I think they could have left that whole thing out, and but, I mean, maybe they wanted the controversy, maybe they wanted the news.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know I lost a customer because of it.
I like it. I think it's a good book, and it's one of those books that's so
maybe
different.
Maybe it was Megan.
That
Megan.
Probably.
I'm just going to keep coming back to it. So that's what I'm looking for recently, is a different, something different to read.
Yeah.
So,
no, I agree with you there. And I really like the in World's Finest, I really like the Huntress character.
Right.
So what else we got?
Well, speaking
of
different,
I don't remember what else I read.
Dial H came out.
I haven't read that. I know Matt
Dial
really
H,
did not like that.
I wasn't too big on this one issue. And I think it was just really hard to understand. I didn't understand what... I don't understand who the bad guy is, what their point is, what they're trying to do. I think they tried to sum it up, but I just didn't understand it at all. So it might take a reread.
Okay.
I don't know, but...
because I haven't read it yet.
Yeah, it wasn't my favorite of these issues. Not a bad book altogether. I think it's still a good idea. This one issue, I think they just tried to fit too much into or something, that there was a lot to read, and I just didn't understand what was going on and why, you know... I know now he's taken the dial with him. The dial is broken, and then his new person that he's with, who can also use this as her own dial.
Right.
She's trying to fix it.
So. Yeah, it's kind of neat that they're making this dial. You know, because I know of somebody that was really like the old '60s series and was very disappointed that it wasn't the same Tommy whatever thing. But I think this is kind of a neat.
Maybe that character might show up later on. You don't know with these. That's a very random book to be in.
It is.
And it was purchased wasn't it?
It was.
What number? Number 289.
Avengers 289.
Avengers 289.
This is neat. This is one of those guilty pleasures for me.
Lego ads on the back of the book.
I love Moon Knight. The original 80s Moon Knight.
Yep.
Especially because I was reading it. Let's see. When did it come out? So this is 80. So probably...
Yeah.
When you got into it, so it's 81, I was like 14, but it definitely read older,
yes.
You know, it was definitely more mature, and it was one of those, you know, mom never paid attention to what I was reading, so I thought I was getting away with something reading.
What's with the barcode space that has Spider-Man in it?
Well,
why did they
do that? What that is, these were the books, this book would have been bought on a newsstand.
Okay.
This book would have been bought in a comic book store.
Oh.
They distinguished the two different markets by that because comic book stores didn't need scanners, where you know your grocery stores and stuff did have the scanners. So they rang them up that way, and just because it went through two different distribution channels.
Yeah.
The newsstand went through a different distributor than the comics, so that's how, when they printed them, they distinguished them.
So they just left that space.
The space was just always blank, right, so they just, they had to put something there.
That's interesting.
Even better... For everyone at home, you can't see this, but what's the shape that the number that is? That's where Diamond Comics got its name.
Ah.
Diamond Comics distributor took their name from that diamond.
Did not
diamond
all of them have those diamonds?
Right, no. That was the newsstands. Or the comic book shop had the diamond.
That's why.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. So they're like almost
there
like variant
see?
Issues.
See?
You don't necessarily.
Right. I mean, and they're, I mean, they certainly are. And for a while there, I know I had. Some books of mine were like that, where I know in my collection I had two, one newsstand, one of that. I don't remember if I
prices, do they usually vary because of that?
No.
Ah.
No. It doesn't mean any difference in price, but there are people, I'm sure, I was not the only one that had to get one of each.
Well, let's say that the,
Then again, back in that day, you know, when these are 50 cents a piece, I was buying them as back issues for a quarter, you know.
I guess at that time there were comic book stores, so it didn't really set off the, you know, that people were buying them more at one place than the other place. So maybe they got rid of them differently and making them more rare.
I don't know. Why don't you do some investigation?
I might.
Okay, do a paper.
Nah, I'm bored with it already. Okay. What were we talking about?
Just recent stuff. Anything? What else you read this week? Megan, what did you read this week? You read Batman and Robin. You can't lean way back there. The microphone's never going to hear you.
Yeah.
Wake up. Oh, sorry.
I know. I do need to wake up. I was just yawning. You were yelling at me.
So what did you
like? Yeah.
So, Megan, what did you like?
Everybody just started
channeling Joe. Sorry.
That's okay. I didn't want to talk about it at all. You
okay.
Guys can just keep going. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I read. I've been reading Batman and Robin. Surprisingly enough, wasn't really into Batman. Always loved Robin as a character, but I really enjoy it.
Well, who's your favorite Robin? Everybody has a favorite Robin,
right? I mean, obviously, right now I'm so in love with Damian Wayne. It's just cutest, most frightening. Child ever to exist.
One of my favorite scenes in that run was when he's sleeping on his mat and Bruce comes in, and or was it Alfred? Somebody reaches down for him and he like went from
Alfred.
You know, asleep to awake in an instant. I thought that was like very telling.
Yeah, I mean, he was trained by the League of Assassins, so I mean, he's bound to be
that's
awesome.
A regular piece of cardboard and a
no, it's white on the other side.
Ah, it's just
oh, they used to make those when there's cheap versions of comic backer boards.
Huh.
You missed the golden age of this stuff.
Yeah.
Come on, Adam.
Man.
Tony and I are old school.
Yeah. Old school.
Hey, how are you?
My favorite Robin character is always Tim Drake. A lot of people don't like Tim Drake. You don't like Tim Drake.
No. I just don't know Tim Drake, to be honest with you, because I never really read the Robin series, and he came along well after. I mean, my Robin is Dick. I never even really, I don't know if I can honestly say I've even read a Jason Todd issue.
What?
Of him as Robin.
I don't think they gave Jason Todd any time, though. I mean, they killed that character off pretty quick. Until just recently.
That's what happens when people don't like you.
Yep.
Let that be a lesson.
They kill
you.
Yeah. We need to do that around here. Ha ha ha.
There we go again.
I like that laugh. Ha ha ha.
We'll get a 1-900.
The names
number.
Are going through your head.
Yeah.
Need a more sinister laugh.
Yeah.
Maybe that was.
That was Adam's sinister
so,
laugh.
Oh, that was your sinister laugh.
It's so exciting and sinister. Exciting.
But I'm trying to think of what else I read. I had big plans. Didn't happen.
You had big plans to read something?
I did.
That wasn't me.
Who's that?
It's not me, because I still got the Ghetto 3000. mine does not make them fancy rings.
You still have
I didn't know they made the Ghetto 3000.
Ghetto 3000.
Wow.
He's got the curly cord.
It has a camera on it, so...
All right, the ghetto 5000.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
The upgraded model.
Yeah.
Not as rare.
I tell you what, though, this cell phone gets reception everywhere. It's the best phone for that. I could be in a friggin' bomb bunker and I'd get reception.
Thousands
like
of feet
small
under the ground
phones.
In a
you don't
mine.
Like the big brick you gotta stick up to the side of your head feeling.
Zach Morris phone.
Yeah. That's what I need. I need the old 80s phone. That would be the shiznit there.
That's what Colin used to use.
I had one. I did. I had
one. I had one before it was even portable. Yet all it did was plug into the car.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Car fans.
I remember.
Showing your age there a little bit.
I have lots of age. Experience.
I used to talk into a potato. <It's harder again. laughs>
Adam, we've talked about this.
Stick a light bulb in it. And it lights up.
So what should you read this week, Tom?
Me?
Yes.
Really not too much. Honestly, I really did not read too much. I just did not have time.
This wasn't a bad comic week, but my best comic week is when Batman comes out.
Next week.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
And we get the added benefit of a late Swamp Thing. Oh. Swamp Thing slipped a week.
That's my pro this week was... Usually I get Animal Man and Swamp Thing. This is like my best week usually with books, but Swamp Thing is now... Set back a little, so.
Oh, I read Wonder Woman. Interesting.
Wonder Woman was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was that, last week?
You're looking stab him in the head. Stab him in the head.
No.
Oh, now we're getting to the really good Moon Knight. Sorry. So this is, what, 82?
All this, Sienkiewicz or whatever.
And this person
well, it was all Bill
Sienkiewicz,
Sienkiewicz the whole way. But
see, this book doesn't even have a barcode on it.
No, and I remember it even said it was for mature readers at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no comic code on it.
Oh, that means it's not real. It's counterfeit.
Oh, it's not counterfeit. It's just dark and.
It's not
I remember this stuff
everybody.
Was. This was really good stuff.
Because Moon Knight's a crazy person.
He is. At this point, he did not think he was Captain America and Wolverine and Spider-Man.
No, that's true.
What were his alter egos? He was a taxi cab driver.
Millionaire.
And
mercenary.
Yeah. And that was always for a while, wasn't it?
For a binder, no.
But yeah, I haven't read anything Moon Knight for a while.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't want to say I got into trouble. I'm sure I've told this story before, but they had a big sale on the essentials, and so I ordered one of each in. As I was unpacking them, I was like, "Oh, that's cool!" And it was like the original Werewolf by Night, and the original Moon Knight stuff that I'd never read. The early stuff that was in Werewolf by Night, and it was also in the Hulk magazine and stuff.
Right.
I'd read this, but I'd never read those. And then there were some others, even like the first X Factor. Essential.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, I read those all long ago, but don't really remember. And I'm like, I'd really, for three, I think I paid $3 a piece for them.
Right.
And I'm like, for $3, what the heck?
That's
crazy. And I went and ordered, two more of each one. Well, the sad thing is, all of a sudden, I'm looking at a pile of, I think it was 180 different essentials. I'm like, okay, I may have overdone it here.
Yeah.
So I think I put them out at $5 a piece. But I took a bunch home. And haven't read them, but I definitely want to.
You're never going to read any of that. You got too much, you'll never be able to read in a lifetime.
No.
Silence.
It says, waviness on bottom is from inside pages.
Yeah.
There's something somebody wrote on them.
There's two issues
back
on that.
Of the board.
Right.
Sorry.
It'll be okay.
Maybe.
It was surprising, yes, but not enough to... Drowned.
Yeah, there's two issues in all day. That's why I'm doing this. Haven't you been watching me?
This is insane.
You're kind of sitting across the table
from
me.
Why? Why? Is it like that?
Safe space. I mean, I can understand that. But, look at that. What a cover. I did read, some of the first... I, read his first appearance. It was kind of neat. He was just, a hitman coming in to take out the werewolf by night. He was hired. That was kind of cool.
How many issues of the first run were?
I want to say it was 36 or 38, but I bet we'll find out in 1 second here when I get to the end.
You're almost there.
I am almost there.
I saw something on the board that I'm really excited for now.
What is
Adventure
it?
Adventure Time Marceline number 1.
Oh, yes.
I had no idea. Mm. And now...
You're giddy?
Yeah, it's like Christmas morning.
Megan is giddy. Be careful.
I'm really excited for that.
Now people will come down. Oh, but they're listening to this
You actually watch that cartoon?
I do.
Yeah. I love it. I haven't seen like every episode, but...
I hear good things. I need to check it out, but I just haven't had a chance. Maybe tonight, after the boy goes to bed.
Oh. You're going to watch the cartoons after?
I don't. If you guys don't like them, I don't know if it's good for a 7-year-old.
That's true.
It's pretty bad. It's
post-apocalyptic? Yeah, sounds great for a 7-year-old.
No, it is.
Somebody wants everybody dead. Yeah. So it's Mad Max. Yeah, and we watch that every other week. But.
Yeah.
Although I did just take him to a PG-13 movie, and he was very excited about that. So.
That is
just being crazy. Able to go to a PG-13 movie, that is very special.
What, Spider-Man?
Yeah.
I didn't know that was PG-13.
It is. But then, you know, he saw the trailer for Batman, and it was PG-13, and he wants to see that. I'm like,
no.
I don't think you're quite ready for that one, buddy. You'll have nightmares after that one.
I'm surprised that's not R.
No, they would edit it down, so it's not R. They don't want to... R is a kiss of death. Movie. Yeah.
I guess I don't realize what ratings of movies are anymore. After you get past the age of needing to care, what
it doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't need to think about it. I try to sneak into as many rated R movies as I can.
Last week.
Uh oh.
Spider-Man. Well, that was a movie.
That was a movie. I gotta wait for everybody to see it. Everybody hasn't seen it, so we'll wait.
That's a great,
we'll wait for people to see it. 38 was the last issue.
38? You said 36.
I wasn't sure.
You were a liar.
I said 36 or 38. Jack Wagon. Hey, you would chuck them out. Sorry.
You got the whole run then?
Yes. I might take this home and read it.
Nah,
probably won't, but.
36, dude.
Yet.
Something's happening.
I don't know this code internet memes these guys
every
are talking.
Every 7 pretzels is
okay.
And then I ate 7.
Are you adding her calories on the show? No, she's just sitting there eating. She keeps pulling them out of the bucket. She's not realizing she's sitting there. She's probably had like 45 by now.
No,
oh my gosh.
I've had 3 servings of them.
Oh my.
And she's sitting there complaining to you.
I'm glad you're my human calorie counter.
I am not. You were the one complaining about it before.
I know.
I wish they weren't twisted.
That's the whole point.
I feel
point.
Like I need
They're
to
twist
them.
Okay, you do that. No, not on the floor. You get to clean up.
Wouldn't that be crazy if it did? It would just like, I'd be like, yeah.
It is. I don't know. Did we mention? I know we were talking. We may have said this earlier. It may not have been recording, but it's funny. I'm doing all this work, but I can't price anything because the new price guide comes out next week.
No, we was not recording.
Yeah. Oh, we weren't. So it's just kind of funny.
Hey, you know what came out that we haven't talked about?
No.
AVX number
7. Oh, yes.
Ooh. Yes, it did. A lot of feelings about AVX.
It hasn't been like... I didn't like this one.
No.
No.
Not as much as the
last. Not as much as the last.
Two.
It wasn't bad, but it wasn't the greatest. I'm not big on Fraction anymore.
Bendis writes the next one.
Oh.
I kind of forget what happened. Oh.
What happened to Jason Aaron?
They mock-killed Hawkeye.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we all know that.
But then they're
going
to put him in stasis to heal or something. That made no sense. But
well, they have the Phoenix power. Why can't they just heal him right away?
Yeah. Right.
But if the Phoenix force is that powerful, why is this book even continuing? They could just go, poof, you guys are gone.
Right.
You know, and so much for no more mutants. That didn't quite happen.
Did they get a hold of Scarlet Witch yet?
Yeah. No.
No, they thought they did, but then she was in like 50 different
places. No, they didn't get
her,
yeah. I don't know if you meant did they have her in an issue yet.
Oh,
yes.
I'm guessing that Doctor Strange helped out with that.
Yeah.
Right.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I've read up to 6.
He's been reading comics for a while now.
Yeah. I can't tell you exactly what he did. Probably gave him some kind of freaking amulet again.
Yep.
Really?
Yes, that's exactly what happened. They gave him a crazy necklace, and...
And you're claiming you didn't read the book.
He could write for Marvel.
Yeah. A 6-year-old with a friggin' pen can write for Marvel.
I was just gonna say that. That rock out there can write for Marvel.
Yeah.
There's a fire hydrant out there. I think it's writing for Marvel right now.
I think so.
We don't hate Marvel. We just want to see them do better.
I love Marvel.
Yeah, it's honest to God's truth. I want to see them do better. I want to see them come up with something new, interesting. Do something different with the character. Stop rehashing the same stuff that's been out there for 20 years.
Captain America, he's going up against Scourge.
Yeah, come on. That was so 80s.
Yeah.
That's like the conversation we had earlier. Like, we want Marvel to do better.
We do.
I love Marvel, honestly, but there's just so much wrong with what they're doing. Like I said, it's intimidating for people to want to try and jump into any of their comics. Because if you look on the shelf and you see Spider-Man number, 686
or whatever.
686, and you walk over and you see Batman number, what are they up on? Like number 11?
11, number 11.
So, I mean, which would you rather pick up? Know that you're going to buy 10 back issues? Or
for a new reader, it's a little more difficult.
Of them.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And that's another reason why I think Marvel's coming out with this whole relaunch thing.
Yeah.
People may be interested at first, but I'll tell you what, if they don't have a good story and if they don't bring up their quality of work, it's going to fail.
Right.
They're going to read them number one and number two issues like everybody did for DC. But the thing about DC is everybody stayed on because it was a good story.
Yeah.
Marvel's going to lack in that story area, and it's just going to blow the whole thing.
You know why? You
and
know
then
why?
They're going to try something stupid again next year.
Something gimmicky to get readers back for the first couple of number one issues that they put out.
That's
and
exactly it.
That's
and
not
it's not like they're giving the reader anything anymore. I mean, they're charging $3.99, $4.99 per book,
right.
Whereas DC's still at $2.99 for most of their titles. Now, Marvel is taking away the little bit heavier stock cover, and for a collector as myself, for any collector, as soon as your book gets damaged, you're like heartbroken, and you're going to pay $4 for the same thing that DC's putting out for $2.99 that has a better cover. Come on, I'm sorry, it's just not going to work.
But it's a better story, so it's worth more money.
Exactly.
No, I mean in Marvel.
Yeah.
Yeah,
No, were just sitting here talking about that, whereas, you know what, Marvel's doing this whole relaunch thing, going to number ones. Sure, it'll catch on for issue one and two, but once people read that one and two and the story sucks, it's going to drop off.
Yeah.
And next year they're going to do something more gimmicky to try to get readers.
You know why...
Why don't they just cut out the middleman and just make a good story?
Right, and the one thing I know, again, Matt will probably disagree, but the one thing I like is they really haven't had any events with DC.
Right.
We've had a year of just them telling stories.
Well, like me and Adam was talking about, the only thing that, the only crossovers you had is like the Animal Man Swamp thing coming up.
Right.
But they're pretty
But those are kind of, and they're natural. Titans. They grew. Right. They weren't created. Like, AVX didn't spin out of anything.
Right,
it was created.
Right.
Whereas, the Animal Man thing, it just makes sense. Right. Red and green, I think it's been a neat way to go about it.
The thing is, though, I'm going to take one of DC's, better books, which is Batman. Why Batman, I think, has done so well isn't necessarily because of the new 52 relaunch. We're putting a new number on it, though. I think it's really because it's a fresh idea.
Yes,
it's a
it
new
is.
Bad guy. It's something I've never read before.
Well, and that's something they did with all their books, though. They're all new bad
Pretty
guys.
Much.
And
I mean, not all of Flash is not doing that so
But
much.
It started off with a new one. And I think they did that intentionally so that it wasn't you needed to know who this bad guy was to understand it. You could, in most cases, and I think the idea was to do this in all cases, but just be a new reader, come in, here's the book, go. You didn't really need to know.
And
the
with
whole.
Action Comics thing, but the thing about Action Comics is, all of their bad guys in Action Comics have been the same, but the thing about Action Comics is it's written by Grant Morrison, who can take something that was originally created and turn it into something totally different. It works, but a lot of people have a problem with Grant Morrison. You had different comic book readers. You want somebody who's going to want for the story. You got people who are looking for the art. You got people that are looking for it just to see a big, battle royale. You can't please everybody, but I think the majority of people are really looking for the story.
Yeah,
I really do think that that's what they're looking for. It's not necessarily always the art, which, sometimes here and there I say, okay, this art could have been better. But I'm really just wanting a good story. If it has a good story, I'm all for it. Who's the artist on Batman? Greg
Capullo.
Capullo.
Actually, I like his art. There are a lot of people who don't like his
art. Yeah, a lot of
Matt really doesn't like his art, and I don't understand it.
I mean, it is a little sketchier of art, and but it fits the book.
Yeah. You know what's funny about it is Matt doesn't like his art, but you look at his art compared to Diodato's art, it's very similar.
Mm-hmm.
It's not far-fetched that two, you know, that person didn't do the same.
Diodato has a very dark art.
Yes, yeah. And I do not, and that's what Capullo's
a lot of
is.
Shadowing.
Capullo's is a lot of shadowing also, too.
But it fits the tone.
Yes, it does.
Paired it with Dark Adventures, it really did.
Yeah,
I think that book was just great.
And Capullo's matching it up with the dark tone for Batman because, again, it matches the tone of the book.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe it's how he draws eyes, I don't know.
Now, Hickman is going on to...
His eyes are fun.
Avengers.
One of the he's doing the Uncanny, I believe, and I think New.
Okay. I just can't see. I don't know. I'm not a big Hickman fan. I hate to say this. I feel like I'm going to get a lot out of this.
No, I like Hickman. Hickman's a big idea guy, and I don't know if that always works. Like it worked good on Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
Because you know it's
but that book went on for so long.
Right.
That
but
it just got boring.
But I think it's. He likes the big idea.
Yeah.
Which, to be honest,
I liked him in AVX number 6.
Yeah. Well, that was a big idea book. Mm-hmm. That was them taking over the world, being ultra-powerful, that thing. I remember the first Ultimates, I was just very confused. There were some family living in this bubble, or this globe, or something, and they all aged, and now they're taking over the world. I just remember reading it, just going, not following. I'm not getting this. This may have worked really good in his some little indie, you know, in like his Nightly News or Red Wing or one of those type books.
Do you think he could
books.
Do better on smaller runs, like I was saying about Dan Slott, that maybe these longer runs just
I like S.H.I.E.L.D. a lot, but that is inexplicably just kind of stopped at issue 4 out of 6. But like I haven't continued, but I really like the first issue of Manhattan Projects. Again, another big idea.
Yeah.
Type of thing. So I think that's his forte, which doesn't necessarily lend itself to the standard. Like, I don't think his Daredevil would be nearly as good.
Yeah, no. And, you know, the story is going to just fit. That's why I don't
think
they're letting
the creators. But I might like his Guardians of the Galaxy. So.
Yeah. That's the whole thing about that I was saying not too long ago about. And I was saying this about Spider-Man, that I'm just like, if you let the creator just do their thing. I mean, I know you have to have a little bit of control. But I think Marvel's controlling a little too much and not letting. The writers and the artists just do their things. I think that's why Batman is doing so well. Scott Snyder is writing his own Batman story.
Right.
When Grant Morrison writes a book, he writes his own Batman story. Yeah. Nobody's going to question what Grant Morrison's going to do.
Like Nick Spencer took over Secret Avengers and everything went off the rails, so he never got a chance to write his Avengers book.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it seems like sometimes... Again, it's the events. Leave the events alone for a while. You know, and they did for a while.
I don't know after AVX if I'm even going to jump into any more events. Because it's just like... And, you know, but the whole thing about it, Avengers is so tied in into events that that's one of the first things that's going to go if I do that. You know, why sacrifice your books through these events thinking they're just going to be the greatest thing in the world? You know, and their events, I swear, are just about the battle. They're not about the stories. They're about that's the thing I was saying about a battle royale. You know, that's what people are wanting to see in Marvel.
Yeah,
works,
it was
you know?
Funny
I don't
because
want to see a fight all
I was
the
looking
time.
At the top sales for June, and AVX Versus was like number 10. I'm like, I can't believe that is selling that well.
Yeah,
you know, it's basically it was even pitched to us was as fan fiction.
Yeah,
just a smash up fan fiction.
It isn't. And I read
I'm like, how
issue
in the
two.
World is that thing selling that well?
I read issue 2,
I read
and
issue
I was just
one.
Like, wow, this is...
I didn't read any of
it. And even that Spider-Man Colossus story didn't even... Spider-Man left, and that was the end. I mean, he didn't even beat him. And it was just like, Colossus wins, you know, because Spider-Man lost because he left the fight. It's just like, come on.
I just had the... when you said that, I had the voice from Mario...
Mortal Kombat. That's
no,
what I was
well,
trying.
Actually, I don't have that, but it was the Mario Smash Brothers.
Super Smash Brothers, yeah.
That's what that was the voice I had in my head when you said that.
Now, this is a good movie. I'm changing sides.
Okay.
Batman Mask of the Phantasm is a really good movie.
And very timely.
Yeah. You need to read that. Or watch that.
Supposedly,
in the new Batman Beyond book, Oh, I'm sorry. No, that's one of the cartoon shows again. It isn't the book. That's who was hired to kill Terry McGinnis's parents.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know. You don't read any of it. You don't watch any of the cool stuff.
No,
all the cool kids are watching.
Right, you're right. I'm sorry.
I watched an episode of Justice League I was talking about before this podcast started. And this episode was written by Dwayne McDuffie, who writes a lot of DC animated stuff.
Used to.
But this was a really good... It was a really good episode, but they played Solomon Grundy as being the Incredible Hulk, basically, of... You know, of DC, which is kind of funny. And he kept saying, you know, instead of Grundy saying smash, he kept saying Grundy crush. You know, because that's only Grundy. But it was a really good episode. I was telling everybody, though, it dealt with Cthulhu, which I felt was really weird.
What are you watching, then?
Justice League.
Yeah, you said that before, my ears perked up, and I was like, what are we talking about? Cthulhu, where?
In Justice League, yeah.
That's so weird.
No, not in Adventure Time. Stop it.
Could be. They could
not
do that.
My whole life revolves around Adventure Time. Just a large portion of it.
Adventure Time is a great book. And they do a really good job with the whole thing as an art project.
No, it's a book, too.
It's a comic, too.
No, I'm just pissed.
Yeah.
The comic is really good. I actually just read the first one because I had...
Do you read all the bottom things?
Yes, I had it. I have issues 2 and 3 that I have at home, but Colin hadn't gotten in 1, so I was waiting for that.
Back
I didn't
want
to read the other ones, and I just read it today, and oh my gosh, it is so cute, the way that everything is set up. The little text at the bottom.
Yeah.
There was, like, the little text between Jake and Ken at the bottom. It's just...
Yeah, the little things that they have in there.
Really well done.
And the short stories... At the end, they have, like, small stories that, like, I don't know if it's... One of them was written by kids, which I thought was funny, and you might not get up to there yet.
I don't think it was this one. The one in the back of that was, like, Cider in the Mountain something like that. And that didn't seem like one that was written by children.
No, one of them, though, was written by...
Okay.
One
thanks for coming,
was written by kids, and I thought it was a really actually good story. And
kind of like the whole kid written story. They just did that with... short of Doctor Who. They had it written by school kids.
That's funny.
And it's really cute. I think the little kid stories are always cute to...
Sometimes Doctor Who stories can be kind of difficult for a kid, I think, to write sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is really
cute. The one about... Don't Blink was one of them that had... that was a very... Oh, man. There's a temperature sale today.
There is. It'll be 70% off if it hits another degree. Although by the time you listen to this, when I put it up next week, it'll be irrelevant, but...
Next week, yeah. We're lucky if we'll get it next.
I'll get it up tonight. Hey, now! Sorry. I'll get it online tonight. I got last week's ready to go up.
This is like... You not on purpose, but you make this like the dirtiest podcast.
I know. Well, it's...
Ever.
Can't even say that. Never mind. I'm sorry.
And you've not listened to that many podcasts.
No, I mean the dirtiest that he... That he's able to put out there.
You better put this up. This is the first time I've actually talked.
Oh my god. Well, it's because it's only Adam. Or
me. No, it's because Adam.
Neither of us intimidate you.
No.
Everyone else. That's that Donnie. Donnie intimidates her.
It's Donnie.
Terribly.
I don't think it's Donnie. I just think it's.
Oh, it's Ryan. Oh, wait, now we have to guess.
It is Ryan.
Ryan's a punk.
Ryan is a punk. I even told him that this morning. Happy birthday, Ryan. Thanks for not coming.
Happy birthday, Ryan. Whenever this is up, it'll be 10 years past your birthday.
No, then it would just be wishing him a birthday 10 years from now. It'd still be his birthday.
They can make it into that, like, that video where the guy's talking to his 12-year-old self. Did you see that yet?
Yeah, I've seen that.
When he was, like, 12, he made this video. And he takes his video now. And he has a conversation with himself.
Which is funny, because that reminds you just said the episode Don't
Blink.
Yeah,
Don't Blink, yeah.
That's perfect.
Which is exactly what it is, yeah. That was a good episode of...
That was the greatest.
...of Doctor Who.
I think that's probably the best episode
of
Doctor Who.
Sorry.
Well...
I found the rest of that collection that I've been...
He does this.
No. I just opened the box, but look what... Does any of this look familiar?
The rest of the stuff that you...
The rest of that stuff I just went through, yeah. Sorry. Not trying to scare people, but it was just... It was odd that there was a couple issues of Doom War, a couple issues of Frankencastle. So here's...
You heard me getting excited about Doctor Who, and you're like, this must end
before it goes
any further. Oh,
I thought that was the death of Captain America, but that isn't the death of Captain America.
Where's that box?
Sorry.
Okay, continue.
No, that's a good. That was a good episode. Even better than the one where the statues come back. I didn't like the one where the statues come back.
Stretch.
I'm trying.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to tell me to stretch if we start talking about Doctor Who, because that would just go on forever. Yeah, I think The Blink was probably the best episode of New Who. I don't know what other... Oh, Girl in the Fireplace. I really like
that
one, too.
Yeah, that was a good
episode. But other than that, I mean, I really love the episode Vincent and the Doctor. With Matt Smith. It's, like, brand new.
Feel free to jump in.
No, it was... I guess it was the season before last. I don't remember. Vincent and the Doctor.
Is that when he has the...
Vincent Van Gogh.
Oh, okay, I remember that.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking. Yeah, that's the one when he... That was kind of a sad episode.
It was really sad.
Because at the end
of
it, he...
What
was it? He
takes him to the museum.
Yeah, he takes him and shows him all of his stuff that it was relevant, and he didn't think that his life was going to mean anything.
No, but I love that it didn't change.
It didn't change anything.
That, I think he was almost trying to make that a point to Amy.
Well, I think in the end, I think it was that he saw what was going to happen to them, though, with... The TARDIS exploded?
Yeah.
I think that was why he finally decided. I thought that's kind of what I kept tying it together, that what finally killed him was that.
I don't know if that was it, because I think of it in terms of...
I haven't seen that for a while.
Time can be rewritten.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if the exploding TARDIS and everything was always going to happen, so
yeah.
I think he probably would have died in the way that he did.
What a way to tie everything together, though.
I know.
That was a good episode.
You sick, twisted genius.
Oh, no. Those were great episodes of that.
I think, what are there some...
What's funny is just the change of the feeling of Doctor Who.
But has it really changed, though?
Because
I don't think so. A lot of people like to say that
I think the tone
of the Doctor changes consistently, but I really think that he is one cohesive person.
No, I don't think he doesn't change that much of how he is. But I mean the feel of the show sometimes that, like, when it got into Matt Smith episodes, I don't know, it seemed different. Something about it just seemed a little bit different. It wasn't as science fiction-y, but more fantasy-type feeling.
Hmm.
Because they made it into kind of a fairy tale that he was, you know, kind of just showed up. And
yeah, it definitely is very fairy tale-esque.
It's kind of the whole, you know, we were done with that part, and now we're moving on to a newer feel. But it still somewhat kept
the
same
type. The only thing that I really don't like about the new regeneration is that I feel like there's a huge disconnect between all the seasons that came before, even...
Yeah, I think that's a lot of what it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no... I mean, we had maybe, like, two references to Rose Tyler the whole time, and I'm sorry, but the Doctor is not just going to forget about her.
Yeah, I can't see that
either. Just because
he
left, you know, 10-2 with her.
I agree, because I think all of a sudden when the Matt Smith episode started, it was kind of like, okay, that stuff's over.
Yeah, but it's...
Now we're on this, but it shouldn't be
it
over.
It shouldn't be like that. I mean, obviously, from 9 to 10, everything carried over because...
Yeah.
He had the same companion. Because
Rose was a big part of his life.
Rose was the biggest part of his
life.
And then, even though after he regenerated into 10, and then, I mean, I guess I can understand how they really did try to close that chapter, which, with what they did the last couple episodes before Matt Smith took over, but he's still the same person, you know. You still have River Song there, and she was there with Donna. Like, you know, they're ties to old Who that I just don't feel like they're hitting on or they could be hitting on.
Is the Dave Tennant there should still be a Dave Tennant Doctor Who running around in a parallel dimension?
Yeah, 10-2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With
do we ever see him again?
No, probably. No, I don't think we're ever going to run into him. No, but
I always thought that would be neat.
Yeah,
if he like showed up again. But then you'd have to bring back Rose and stuff like that. I don't know if they're going to do that.
No, Moffat is never going to bring back Rose.
Yeah.
I mean, I love her to death, but it's just never going to happen.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Never going to happen. Colin, you're letting us get so off track.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're talking about Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Go potty.
We talked about Doctor Who on this podcast.
Yeah, we'll let David get us back on track here.
So, halfway? Have you?
Nick's a Doctor Who fan, too.
Everybody should be a Doctor Who fan.
It's a good show.
Not the kids.
Flawless. Yeah, everybody should.
I saw the last Christmas episode, because it was the Christmas episode.
With the wardrobe?
Like the Narnia episode.
Yeah. That was good. Okay. I don't think it was their best Christmas episode, but I thought it was fun. Yeah.
Which one? Which Christmas?
This Christmas. The witch.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what the actual title was. Yeah, like, it was okay. It just, I think last Christmas's Christmas episode, if we're just going to compare
the shark one?
Yeah, oh my gosh, it was so cute. I can't even stand how cute that episode was.
Then you have the episode where he, what does he do? He goes back in time, I think, to, where was it? I don't remember, but he runs into somebody who says he's the doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And he really wasn't.
Because he got,
he had, like, amnesia or something.
Well, because he got zapped by a Cyberman.
That's right.
The Cyberman had that, like, information pod about the doctor that somehow got into the mind of that dude, and he thought he was the doctor. He had all the doctor's memories. Well, most of them, besides, like, there are big chunks he said that they're missing of his life, but, I mean, he knew the terminology. He thought that he had a companion in the TARDIS and a sonic screwdriver.
Yeah.
It was kind of sad.
What was the thing he was using? Did he have a sonic screwdriver?
No, it wasn't a sonic screwdriver. I think he was just using some little device or whatever. But it was just really cute when they both pull out their sonics and say, Alonzi, and the real doctor looks at him like, what is happening?
Yeah.
And then he realizes, then the doctor thinks it's like a future regeneration of himself.
Yeah.
But I don't know why he doesn't leave, because you're not really supposed to meddle in your own timelines.
Yeah.
So
why did he get that?
Why was he there?
Maybe he was just curious.
Yeah, I guess.
So. He doesn't usually listen to his own advice anyway.
Sometimes. I guess not. But, I don't know. Flawless show is flawless.
And then you have the Star Trek comic out. How's that selling?
Real well. I sold out of number one, so I'm waiting for more. Probably missed the boat on second print.
Next Generation?
Yes, Star Trek Next Generation.
And it was really funny, because when that first cover hit the internet, nobody believed that it was a real thing. Everybody, as far as like I saw, like on Reddit and stuff, nobody believed that like it was actually going to be a real thing, because that just seemed so outlandish. But
yeah,
it's real.
They do that.
Oh, was it on second issue?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a thing. I have not picked it up. I just, to be honest, I'm not a fan of the art in it. But that's just me. I actually don't like the art in a lot of the Doctor Who comics.
I don't pick up a lot of the comics.
I have a couple of them. Yeah. Like, I have one trade, but
unless for some reason they tie in some way to one of the episodes, I probably won't.
I mean, they're not.
Some things that I, you know, some of my hobbies are usually, like, either on TV or not, and I don't like to switch back and forth. Unless it's, like, the Avengers movie or something, and I'm like, okay,
right.
I don't want that as a movie.
Can't hold to that rule.
Yeah, I guess sometimes.
Right. Avengers PG?
I don't know. But
some things I
Because I saw it with a, I don't know if it was PG-13.
I don't know.
I'm out of stuff to talk about.
You're out of stuff to talk. Well, you know what that means.
We got to think of some more stuff to talk
about. Yeah,
we're done.
We've rambled long enough. Let's see. How long have we rambled for?
An hour and
20 minutes. That's enough rambling.
Yeah.
That's actually not as much rambling as you guys usually do.
That's right.
It's usually like two and a half.
Nothing.
No. Last one was like 2 hours and 1 minute. So. But we'll cut this one done. Bad. It's over. We're done.
Done.
Okay. We'll talk to you later. Thanks, bud. Wanna wear my red shoes, but when they told me about the side of the park.
say it.